I'd given up conducting in 1951 for an indefinite period. I'd gone to live in Mexico. In April 51, I had taken a house. I had had conducting and running around. I had just finished a long tour with the Israel Orchestra of this country. And I'd gone down to Mexico to conduct, and I decided that was it, and I was going to stay there. I had a friend, a very dear friend who lived in Cuernavaca named Martha Gellhorn, and she said, look, I'll find you a house in Cuernavaca and near me, and so you won't be all alone. And you can write music. Marvelous. Great. I did just that. I had a marvelous house. And I was just getting installed, and the piano had come, and I was just beginning to write. I was working on Trouble in Tahiti at the time, when a phone call came from, this doesn't tell you anything about Wonderful Town, but it leads up to it.
Right.
When a phone call came from Olga Kusevitsky that he was not, oh, and I'd gotten out of Tanglewood that summer too. I'd canceled everything. I was just going to stay indefinitely in Mexico. That he wasn't well, and would I consider coming to Tanglewood and doing his job, or because I had been his assistant in the conducting department up to then. And would I have to take over the conducting department because he wasn't well. And I sensed something in her voice that made me put a shirt in a bag and run to the airport in Mexico City. I didn't lose 15 minutes. And I got there. It was miserable getting there. I couldn't get planes. The waiting lists where you had to change in Miami were in the thousands. I made a scene. I said this was life or death. I had to get to Boston. And I got there the night before he died. I just knew it was the end. She hadn't said anything about that, but it's one of those telepathic things. We had a perfectly marvelous few hours together.
You and
Kusevitsky. On his deathbed, as it turned out. In which he gave me all kinds of charges, and it was an incredible scene because he had fallen out of bed at one point in a coma, and he had a, since he bled easily with this particular leukemia type disease that he had an enormous bump on his forehead the size of a tennis ball. And the thing that was worrying him most about seeing me was that, the aesthetic thing. He was so, and he had it covered the whole time we were talking. But it was a beautiful talk. And then the next morning I came to the hospital and he was dying, and they had tubes down his throat, and he did die while I was there. And everybody was just so paralyzed they didn't know what to do. I had to call the priest, the Greek Orthodox priest, who came with his traveling altar and icon, and tried to this is while he was dying, and tried to force wine down his throat, which he rather symbolically spat up and rejected. I mean, it may have been a purely physiological thing, but it's strange knowing about Kusevitsky's origins.
Jew.
And having done that, he died.